Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and one of the bona fide team leaders for the Minnesota Vikings Center, John Sullivan's here. Sorry about the New England loss. What do you think about today?
I think we're out here just trying to, you know, learn from the mistakes we made a week ago. We're focusing on coming out here, practicing well, getting ready to beat the New Orleans Saints.
With the week of the off-the-field distraction you guys had, you being a bona fide leader, how were you able to help keep everybody squared away and focused?
You know, we just have to focus on the guys that we have here in the building. Coming out, going to work, going out in the field and doing what we're paid to do, and that's execute and play well enough to win football games.
The New Orleans Saints defense has given up, defense has given up 892 yards through two road games. Different situation today at Superdome. Do you expect a different performance?
I mean, we're not getting focused on the stats or where anybody ranks in terms of offenses, defenses in this league. A bunch of us have been on the road before at the Superdome. They have the same head coach. We know they've got Drew Brees. They're going to put up some points on offense. We're looking to go out there, execute as well as we can. We expect their best shot.
What do you like about the Vikings offense led by Norv Turner?
I like the fact that I think we're going to score a lot of points this season, and that's all you can ask for. So it allows us to be very versatile, puts us in good positions to be successful as players, and hopefully win a lot of games.
From what you've seen throughout your career, from offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell through Bill Musgrave, now to Norv Turner, how does Norv do it differently than the other guys?
You know, it's hard to compare and contrast certain styles of coaching, but what it comes down to is this offense creates a lot of different angles on defenses. It forces them to defend the entire field from sideline to sideline, not just vertically. And it puts a lot of pressure on the defense, keeps them on their heels, and that's what you want to do.
Fellow Notre Dame alum Kyle Rudolph, he has a touchdown so far this season. What do you think about his maturation?
Well, I mean, I'm always cheering for him. Obviously, he's a teammate of mine. He's a Notre Dame guy. So, I mean, he's playing great.
When you look at the New Orleans Saints defense, is there a specific way to attack it? Obviously, you guys are focused more on what you do and not necessarily how they do things. But is there a specific way to attack a defense like this?
Yes, and that is to execute the plays that Coach Turner calls as well as possible. You know, that's a good question for the coaching staff, the guys putting the game plan together. I'm just a cog in the machine. You know, I go out there and I do what I'm told.
And as our man in the middle leading the Minnesota Moving Company, the offensive line, you've been around the block quite some time now. How do you feel this stage of your career? Are you still enjoying it as much?
I'm absolutely addicted to football. I love it. I hope it lasts forever.
So what are